at least I didn't have a chance to sort of sit down and fester over it. I'm here now. I've been asked by Johnny to just give a bit of a brief testimony. Here goes. As a child, I was raised in the Catholic Church, but I was soon questioned what I was being taught in that church, and it never really did add up, because what was seemed to be written in the Bible, people weren't sort of acting it out. So I found a lot of hypocrisy and contradictions. So I got quite disgruntled, and I started to question whether Christianity was the truth or not. So when I got the opportunity, as I started to become a teenager, I decided that I didn't particularly want to go to church anymore. Niggling in the back of my mind, these sort of questions kept going on and over and over. And I suppose with teenagers, being a teenager and my hormones and everything else, I started to look elsewhere to verify my suspicions and stuff. I just thought basically going to church was just a waste of time, because it just wasn't adding up. People were saying one thing, doing another. But without going into too much detail, for the sake of the audience tonight, and the fact that Johnny's only given me 7 minutes, he'll be turning the power off in a minute, let's just say, in the process of me searching, I started getting into all kinds of stuff, and I had various experiences, not too pleasant, and a lot of it was in the spiritual realm. So we'll just sort of leave it at that. Therefore, I came to the conclusion quite early on, there was something very powerful out there, but because the stuff that I was into, I just knew it wasn't good, and it wasn't this good God that I was looking for that was in the Bible. So I decided to dismiss my search, for the time being at least anyway, having best decided that it was best to do things now my own way. And I was very good at it, and I was very successful, and I had it all planned out. I got myself a husband, exactly as I wanted, certain height, certain eye colour, hair colour, you name it, really long legs anyway. And I had got a car, the car that I wanted as well, the colour that I wanted, you know, etc, etc. And I got myself a nice big house in London, and I had a garden, never had a garden before. Anyway, the list went on. And I had a really good job, and it was a prestigious job. There was only 9 people in the country that did my job. And I was like, and I raised myself up. And the only thing that I didn't achieve was a knighthood. And I was aiming for that, but my boss got it, and I was a bit put out by that. And I just want to give you a brief outline of what I was like before I became a Christian. Okay, don't go there. So I was really, really driven, and I was very ambitious, and I believe that as long as I didn't hurt anybody and getting what I got and what I strive for, it was okay, and that I would still go to heaven, and because if it was true that what the Bible said, as long as I did good, because I was brought up in the Catholic Church, that's what I was taught, but in the back of my mind, I still had doubts, really, that there was this good God, because I never really found one, and whether I was going to go to heaven or not, I don't know. So I started to live my life as I wanted to live it. Now, because Johnny's only given me 7 minutes, we're going to have to jump forward now to about 10 years from now. Okay, so a lot of things did happen to me, and as I say, the audience isn't appropriate, so I really can't go into it, but I'm happy to share that later with some of you. So up until then, I put up with a few relationship issues and other very difficult situations. But I didn't actually regret any of the decisions that I'd made, because I just put it down to life. And due to myself and my own perseverance, I can get myself out of anything. And I did. You know, I've been down here, and I raised myself up, and I'll start again, and I'll start again. However, so where I was 10 years ago, or just longer than 10 years ago now, I ended up being in about 6 months into having gotten over my husband who had left me, and I was left being a single parent with 3 children, all under the age of 5. But I was all right, I'd sorted myself out, and I was 6 months into that. And I was about to embark on a time to rebuild my life, get my life sorted again, getting my car back. I can't go into everything, but I ended up with really nothing in a lot of debt. We're talking thousands, double figures, near enough triple figures, whatever, anyway. But as a result, Jehovah's Witnesses started to latch onto me, thinking that I was in need of some sort of help and support. And they kept coming round to discuss the Bible with me. But of course, me being myself, like, I don't need your help and support. I'm sorted now. But God used what was not particularly pleasant in me for the good, because I started then looking into the Bible and started reading it so that I could say to the Jehovah's Witness, well, actually, that's not what it says. That's not right. And as I was reading the Bible, God was starting to work within me. Just going to miss that bit out. And not only that, where I was living at the time, my auntie kept inviting me to go to church. And she was a born-again Christian. She was the only one in our family who was a born-again Christian. And she kept showing me scriptures, giving me scriptures, inviting me to church. And I went, no, why would I want to go to church? I know it all. So I refused the help. But as I say, God kept working within me. And eventually she came round. She says, well, one night, let's just have an evening in. I'll bring the Alpha videos and we'll sit and watch one. So we sat and we watched one episode, and she says, I'm going to have to go home now. So I says, well, you can leave the rest, because I knew that God was actually working in me, but I wasn't going to admit that to her, okay? So she left me the whole pile of videos. And me being like I am, I don't do things in halves. When she'd gone, I watched the whole series from beginning to the end. And basically, God really moved, he really spoke to me. And it all just started to become clear, because I was introduced to the Holy Spirit, something which I was never introduced to in the Catholic Church. Now, whether it was just the fact that I was blinkered, I was blind, I don't know. But he just became this real person that wanted to talk to me and minister to me. So I started to pick the Bible up again and started to read it avidly. And I can't describe it, but I was just sort of blown away by all this stuff that was being revealed to me that I just didn't know, even though I'd read the Bible before and I had some sort of insight because I'd been taught, but it was speaking to me in a completely different way. And so I then decided that, you know, there's something in this. So I couldn't look. I was looking forward to every night, get the kids off to bed. And I just read the Bible. God would just keep revealing scripture to me. And he started to teach me what I wanted to know. I started to talk to him. And again, I would love to tell you everything, what he said to me. But I can't because of time restrictions here. For me, it was quite, and also it's quite difficult to explain, because I had so much in my head that I needed answering. And I don't know if it was the same experience for you, but God just went and he put all the information into my head for me to sort out. It was a bit like an explosion, and everything was answered. And that in itself is quite miraculous, because, you know, when someone asks you a question, you answer it and you get the information, you process it. But somehow God sort of answered everything. I can't really get my mind around it, but, you know, that's how it was for me. See that I had so many things that I needed to... I do feel that there's one piece of scripture that had the most impact in me becoming a Christian. And that's what I'd like to share with you now. Genesis 22, and it was about Abraham. And if you don't know the story, it's about when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. Now, I consider myself a quite a doubting person, from what I've told you, because basically I thought it was, you know, wasn't particularly real. I tried all sorts of other different things. But when God actually spoke to me about this, when I was reading it, he was saying that he was with Abraham all the way, and he would never leave him or forget him once he had asked him to do something. And he would be there throughout his trial, equipping him and providing whatever he needed for him to do. And that is what he said, that I will do the same for you. I was like, whoa, okay. And he just emphasized that he would never leave me or forsake me, ever. Not like all the men or the husbands in the past. And that he'd remembered all the incidences that he'd saved me from. And there were quite a few. And I'm talking about not just small things, I'm talking about even existing on the earth, okay? And there was me thinking that I had it all, but he'd never forgotten anything about my dreams or my desires or my hurts or my pain. There was nothing that he never revealed to me. You know, he went through everything that I've gone through for 30 years. It took a while, but he went through everything. So he knew me inside and out. He knew the hair on my head. And he still, I just felt that he just loved me so much, no matter what I'd done to him, no matter how much I'd, in a way, persecuted him as a child and what I'd done to him. It was quite incredible, really. So eventually, I said, okay, to God. With the belief of starting to, this belief started to sort of well up inside me, and it started to convict me. He was all this powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God who was accepting of me, even though I'd done some stuff that was hurtful to him. So I then started to ask him more questions, which was, what do I have to do now? And what next? Where do I go? You know, he seemed to sort of answer the majority of stuff that I needed at that time. And he just said that you have to trust me like Abraham had when I'd asked him to offer his only son. And you'll be putting, because you will be putting your life into my hands. But in doing so, you will never want for anything you need again. So I was like, right, okay, what do you mean? I've got to offer my kids to you. Now, this was a bit biggie for me because, as I say, I was a single parent on my own with these kids, and I used to have these recurring nightmares of what I was going to do if the house was on fire. Who would I grab first? I had it all planned in my head, you know, and that was just a fire in the house. Then there was like, what happens if I have a car crash? Then what happens if I went into water? You know, every time I was going somewhere, I planned something, I had to plan it ahead because I was on my own and, you know, on my own doing my thing. And so... So patiently God waited until I was completely exhausted and I couldn't think of anything else that he'd reminded me of. And I just had to sort of like let him take control and just put my trust in him. And he's not out, he just reminded me that he was not out to harm my children, but he just wants my obedience, and so that he can trust and trust to work within me. I think he used the scripture for me to show me how I can have complete trust in him. And right up until now, I can certainly testify that he has never broken any of the promises, and he has never left me. And even though I've tried to do things my way periodically, he has never left me. And I can testify to his greatness. He has always equipped me and provided with me, you know, the ability to stand here, for example, and just to be strong in him, because I certainly wouldn't have done that before, even though I might have put this bravado on. It's just not me. And the list goes on, and I would love to share some specific examples to encourage you what God has done, but I can't really, it's just too short is the time. And mainly the fact that God just doesn't ration the stuff that he does, you know, for you. He pours them out. He just pours them out. There's just far too many things to go into. So I just feel that, you know, if you just don't know God, this God that I'm speaking about right now, call out to him, talk to him like I did. And if you want to have a relation, if you want to have a relationship with him, because he is a living God. and a God that moves in people's lives, and he will have an impact like he did in your lives, like he has done in mine. I did succeed in the world in my own strength, only to a point. But now God takes my reins, because I know with God, he's 100%. When you stick to, he's 100% guaranteed. And when you stick to his word, he's 100% evident in your life. Okay, is that all right? Yeah. Thank you.